produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high-quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
But I've been dealing with that, talking about how we have authority as believers. We have access. And I gave you the definition. I'll do it again just for the sake of time. The word access, again, it means permission. It means liberty or ability. And then it means to enter, approach, or pass to and from a place or communicate with a person. So understand that we as believers, according to Paul's letter now, I'm going to get back into the book of Ephesians, where we're talking about where Paul talked to the church of Ephesus, and Paul was showing the church how you as a church, as believers, he was talking to those who were the faithful ones to Jesus, the Christ, the anointed one, his anointing. He was talking to those individuals who were born again. Understand that the born again believer has access. Now, I want to dig right into this because I don't want to go back and look at the other videos. I don't want to try to, if I try to go back and start teaching what I've been teaching on, I'm going to get stuck. And I don't want to get stuck. I want to keep moving. Amen. So you got to go back and listen to last week and the week before teaching as well, and then you'll be caught up. But I want to get a little further. Remember, Paul is talking to the church of Ephesus. He's letting the church of Ephesus know the importance as a believer, the promises that we have by the grace and the mercy of God. But look at this verse. I was talking about how God wants our eyes to be enlightened. And I was talking about not only that, but I was talking about the wisdom, the revelation, and the knowledge of God last week. And I made a statement. I want to go back to this statement because this statement stays in my mind. And I saw one of my sisters, and I'm not quoting the way she put it out there, but it was very powerful. She was talking about, she said, intercessors, I hear a sound. And that's what I was talking about last week, about the importance, what sound is going in your ear? What sound do you have in your mind? Amen. What sound are you allowing to penetrate and to dominate your life? What sound are you operating off of? Amen. I think I gave the analogy last week. I think it was either last week or either week before last. I can't really recall when it was. But it was like it's warm outside today. It was super warm, about the same temperature, about 73, 75 degrees a few weeks ago. And then all of a sudden, the climate changed. Just that quick, the climate changed. It went from being warm, and all of a sudden, it's like we just had a wind that came through, and it got cool. Lord have mercy. Because at that present time, I had on my flip-flops. Amen. Then all of a sudden, I said, I can't wear no flip-flops. It's too cold outside. I got to put on some shoes. What am I simply saying to you? Things, the climate is changing in your life. Hallelujah. The same way it can be warm and next minute it's cold. In California, they got snow and they got flood. Las Vegas, they got snow. Are you listening to me? They got some snow. They don't normally have cold weather like that. It's normally hot in that area. You follow what I'm saying? But there's a climate change and there's a shifting, and you got to receive this by the Spirit of the Lord. There is a climate changing that's changing in your life, changing in your business, changing in your ministry, changing in your marriage, changing in your, if you're single, it's changing. Things are changing on your behalf, but here it is. You got to go with the sound. What is the sound? The sound is connected, once again, to the wisdom of God. Amen. It's connected to the wisdom. I'm looking at my notes. It's connected to the wisdom of God. But understand that you, as well as myself, we have access. You're a believer. All believers who are saved, who have confessed Jesus Lord, we have access. What you mean by access? We have dominion and authority. Amen. To begin to exercise our authority with the word of God, speaking the word, and understand that results do come through our faith walk. What you mean? Oh, ye a little faith. All you got to do is have faith. Jean Marge sung a song, and I love to hear that song. My mother, she always talked about that song. Faith, 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 just a little bit faith. Then he said, it don't take a whole lot. Amen. It don't take a whole lot. All you got to do is have faith as the size of a mustard seed. Amen. I kind of did that. Mustard seed is real, real small. Amen. Let's get right into this. So I was dealing with that last week, but I want to deal with verse 19. Ephesians 1, verse 19. He says, Paul says, this New King James Version, he says, and New King James Version, I'm sorry, I kind of said it fast. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us? Now, he's talking to the church of Ephesus, but at the same time, you got to get the revelation. He's talking to you as well as myself. He said, and what is the exceeding greatness? What is exceeding? That means further, surpassing, greatness. Are you listening to me? So there are some things that where you are, the Spirit of the Lord will cause you to surpass where you are now to get to the next place quicker. What do you mean? That cannot be manifested until we operate in the wisdom, the revelation, and the knowledge of God. You got to hear the sound. You got to respond to the sound. What you mean? When I say respond to the sound, you got to make sure you hear the sound from heaven. Not the sound of ignorance. Are you listening to me? Not the sound of just a bunch of garbage. Amen. You need to make sure that you are in tune with the Spirit of God and listening to the Spirit of God and responding to the Spirit of God. Amen. Amen. So now watch this. And what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? He says those who believe will experience the exceeding power. He said the exceeding power toward us who believe according to the working of his mighty power. Watch this. Verse 20, which he worked in Christ, which is Jesus, when he raised Jesus or raised him from the dead, set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Watch this. Far above all principality. What you mean by principality? All principality. Amen. What is principality? Is the territory or jurisdiction of a prince, the country that gives title to a prince. Watch this. So let me just say like this. I don't want to read all that. Let me say like this. It's territory. What is that principality? What is that thing that is territory that is trying to take dominion over you? You have authority over that. Amen. The Bible says, listen, he says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, every name that is named, not only in this age, or in other words, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. So whatever name is being named, whatever sickness and disease, listen to me, hear my heart. We as believers can overrule and take dominion and authority over it. Now, listen, I'm teaching the faith, teaching the word of God, but understand, watch this, we have to do our part. Amen, amen, amen. See, just confessing that I'm made whole, I'm doing this, but you got to listen to the Spirit of God. What will Holy Spirit have you to do different for you to have a healthy life, for you to have a healthy mind, amen, for you begin to see different, amen, for you begin to talk right, amen, amen. You have to, as a believer, begin to change. I hear you, Holy Spirit, I said, just like I heard it. You have to change your diet. Now listen, I'm just not talking about how we eat, I'm not just talking about that, but your diet in the spirit realm, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, as well as emotionally, you need to have a diet plan in every area. Hallelujah. I could stop right there and say, adios amigos, glory to God, hallelujah. You and I, we must have a continuation, a diet plan, hallelujah, in order to see what we are in need of to see. Amen. You got to have a plan of action. And I'm not saying that you don't have a plan. I'm not saying that. But if you got a plan, stick to the plan and listen to the sound, and the Spirit of God will show you what to do next. Amen. So Paul lets us know the importance as to the church of Ephesus. He let them know, and he's letting us know as believers, we have, he says, far above all principality and power, whatever power, whatever would try to come against you and myself, me and you have authority over it. Amen. If you don't buy into it, it won't happen to you. Amen. The Bible says, so as a man thinketh, so is he. You have the authority to change the atmosphere through the promises of the Word of God. Let's keep moving. I'm gonna go back over it again. He says, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name, listen, every name that is named, not only in this age, New King James, but the King James says in this world, also that which is to come. So whatever name is named right now, whatever it is, you and I have authority over it. We have dominion over it. We have power over it. How do I see the manifestation of what this word says? Here it is. Paul says, I pray that you might, I'm going to read it to you because I can go ahead and quote it. He says that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I believe, according to what Paul is saying, and I'm almost done, this is me powering you up and tuning you up at the same time. You got to catch it. I know, according to the word, I believe within my heart, in order to operate in dominion, in order to deal with whatever's on the earth now and what's going to come on the earth later, amen, we cannot allow ourselves to neglect Holy Spirit from listening to the Spirit of God to operate in the sound of God, which is the wisdom of God. And I showed you about the wisdom, then I showed you about the revelation, and I said the revelation is divine supernatural disclosure. Remember I shared that last week. So there is the wisdom of God is the soundness. It's a sound. Sound is connected to the decision. So that means the sound brings about result to my decision that I make. You got to catch this. Then revelation is divine supernatural or disclosure. That means that's a mystery. That's a supernatural mystery that God will reveal to you how to do and what to do. Hallelujah. Can I tell you something? Don't make the mistake I have made in ministry or in whatever you're doing in business. Business is still ministry, okay? Don't make the mistake that I made telling people what you're getting ready to do. You can be telling the wrong person you think that's for you, and that person can go and operate and do everything they can to try to make sure that thing don't come to pass. But thanks be unto God. Hallelujah. God knows how to bring that thing around for the result to be manifested, because can't nobody stop it. Because remember, Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall be able to prosper. And every tongue that rises against you in the day of judgment shall be condemned. So they can try, but they can't stop it. They can't stop the manifestation. They cannot stop the demonstration. They cannot stop the power, because you, as well as myself, as we operate in the wisdom, the soundness of God, the revelation of God, the divine supernatural disclosure, which is the mystery of God, then we operate, he says, that I pray that you have wisdom, revelation, and knowledge. So knowledge is facts, information. I love this. My favorite word in this definition. Awareness. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Awareness. Knowledge is an awareness. He warns us. He shows us. He gives us the information. He gives us knowledge. But he says, I'm going to warn you at the same time I give you this knowledge. Listen to me, beloved. You and I, we can operate in like verse 20, 21 says. It says it. Because when he raised Jesus from the dead, Jesus says greater works that me and you supposed to be doing on the earth. So what is that greater works? Whatever the greater works is God has created and called you to do, let's just do it. Let people talk, just do it. Amen. He says, far above all principality, power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also that which is to come. Watch this, verse 22. And he hath put all things under his feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And I'm done right here. We're the body of Christ. Yes, we all may go to local churches, different denominations. But understand, when you became saved, you represent the body of Christ. You're the church. God lives within you and I. The hope of glory is on the inside of you and I. So you and I have authority. We have dominion. Whatever name is named, whatever, as the church, according to what Paul says, we have the fullness of Jesus the Christ on the inside. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we as believers, I got to say this word again. When I say we got to go on a diet, I say you got to die. You got to have a diet in all these components, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, as well as emotionally. You need to have a diet plan. You need to operate in the things of God with the dominion and the power of God. Amen. 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 Woo, man, my children can never say, they can never say, all my kids, they can never say, our daddy spoke evil over us. Amen. I never told my children, you ain't nothing. I never told my sons, nor my daughter. I always encourage my children, because my sons and my daughters and my grandchildren and my grandchildren and my future grandchildren and my future great-great-great-great-grandchildren, amen, I'm going down the line, they all will be blessed. They all will operate in the power and the things of God, whether they are preaching the gospel, whether they're in business, whether they become the mayor, the governor, senator, own corporations, whatever God will give them to do on this earth for his glory, they're going to be good at it. Why? Because their father, their grandfather is showing, they're going to teach them and show them according to the word of God that we can walk in dominion. We have access. We have access. We have authority to walk in dominion and power on a daily basis. But it's up to us. I just dropped off some nuggets to you in Ephesians. Paul was telling the church of Ephesus the importance of you as a church, as a believer. You got to get your diet up. You got to have a knowing within yourself. When I say your diet, once again, I'm just not talking about you eating right. Amen. But I'm talking about your diet plan spiritually. I said it. Spiritually. Mentally. The sound. What you hearing. What you letting get in your ear. Get in your mind. Come on, somebody. Spiritually, mentally, physically, taking care of yourself, physically, financially, managing your money, emotionally, keeping your emotions in check. Hallelujah. This is what we got to do. If you don't do it, what would happen? You would find yourself, I'm telling you from experience, you'll find yourself going to a place called Lodabar. Lodabar has a lot of family members. Lord, have mercy here. Oh, Lord, have mercy. Lodabar has a lot of family members. One of the family members is depression. That's in Lodabar. Lodabar also means you can be broke. Come on, somebody. That's Lodabar. Lodabar brings about sadness. Listen, you can be in Lodabar. Lodabar, if you was an alcoholic, Lodabar would make you go back and pick up a bottle. Come on, talk to me, somebody. Don't shout me down. Amen, amen. Lodabar has different components, different areas of life that can bring you down and put you in a place of pure isolation from everybody. Amen. I'm not saying it's not good to be alone. It's good to be alone by yourself. It's good to kick it by yourself. Amen. Nothing wrong with that. But when you're by yourself, make sure you don't allow yourself to start thinking on a lot of stuff to begin to get in your mind, and then your sound changed. You had faith. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And all of a sudden, your sound has changed. Now you have a sound of depression. Now you have a sound of sadness. Now you have a sound of being bitter. Now you have a sound of being angry. Now you have a sound where you want to get back at somebody. That's the wrong sound. With the crime that's taking place in our city, listen, I'm not blaming the city, but this generation has the wrong sound. It's a demonic sound. I said it. It's a sound of demonic atmosphere. And we as believers, listen to me, hear me real good. We as believers, we have dominion over this. Don't you let the enemy shut you down. You and I have dominion over it. Glory to God. We have dominion over it. We have dominion over it, beloved. We have it. Amen. Man, I ain't out of time. I mean, I'm out of time. I hate to say it. I'm saying like this. I ain't out of word. But I'm going to make myself be out of time. Amen. Hallelujah. Listen, we have access. We have access. I can't stress it enough. The believer has access. We have a heritage. Man, go back and listen to all that, man. It's good groceries. It ain't nothing just deep. It's just good groceries. It's good nuggets for you to chew on and to take your time and meditate on it. Amen. Because I believe that the supernatural manifestation will be demonstrated in you, your entire family's life. I believe God. I believe God for you. I believe God for you. I'm going to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and my sisters who will tune in and chime in later on and watch this simple, powerful, glorious, wonderful teaching. I thank you for the anointing. That your anointing, it removes burdens and it destroys yokes. I decree and declare that yokes be destroyed. Bodies be healed, minds be renewed by the power and the authority of your Holy Spirit as well as your word, Lord. I thank you right now in the name of Jesus that your sons and daughters walk in dominion. They walk in power. They walk in authority in every area of their lives, spiritually, mentally, physically, financially, as well as emotionally. Father, I pray for that individual who needs to be born again. For your word says in Romans 10:9, if they confess with their mouth, believe in their heart that Jesus is the Son of the living God, they are saved. I pray, Father, that they confess that you are Lord and that they will say with their mouths that the devil is defeated and that they have victory because the blood of Jesus covers that young man, covers that young lady. In the name of Jesus, we come against the spirit of suicide. We come against the spirit of depression. We come against the spirit of oppression. We come against the spirit of death, killing in our city, in our nation. In the name of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus. We send forth the warring angels to go to the north, south, east, as well as west. Hallelujah, to distract and to destroy every demonic activity that will try to go forth in our city. We plead the blood of Jesus now. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And Father, we thank you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That your word is guaranteed. Your word is your covenant promises. You said in the book of Numbers chapter 23:19 that you are God that you cannot lie. Neither the son of man that you should repent. You said if you said it, you will bring it to pass. You said you can't even reverse it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So Father, I thank you that your word will come to pass in every individual's life. I pray for their healing in their body. Hallelujah. Whatever sickness, A through Z. I don't know all the names of the disease, but I heard of cancer. I speak against cancer. I speak against high blood pressure. I speak to that person who may be a diabetic. I speak to that person who may have a foot problem, back problem, ankle problem, knee problem, chest problem, heart problem, hallelujah, elbow problem, arthritis. I speak to every disease and sickness now. For the word of the Lord says, Jesus, the word says, according to the book of Isaiah, hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. And the chastisement of our peace is upon him, and by his stripes I decree and declare, thank you, Jesus, that every muscle, every organ, every tissue, every fiber, every limb in your body, that it lines up now in the name of Jesus. Yes, I come against the spirit of anxiety. Thank you, Sister Marcy. I come against the spirit of anxiety right now in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that the spirit of anxiety be destroyed by the power and the fire of the Lord in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. We take dominion over that right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We take dominion and authority over it now because, hallelujah, that individual who may was, I'm saying it may was dealing with anxiety, you're not dealing with it no more now in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You're not dealing with it now. You are made whole by the power and the authority of the word and the covenant promise of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. The believer has access. We have access. Operate in it. Y'all, please like and share. Like and share. Go back and listen to this teaching for those who just chiming in. Go back and listen to this. Like and share. Do that for me. Listen to it. Like it and share it. Listen. Do yourself and do me a favor. Once again, like and share. Hallelujah. Listen. If you want to be a blessing to this ministry, make an investment. Just make an investment. There are two ways we have that you can sow if you want to sow. You can sow through Givelify, the Rebuild Center, or BH3 Ministries. Or you can cash at me personally to BH3 Ministry, $B, capital H, the number 3 ministry. For those who know how to do it, you can do it. Or you can do Apple Pay, however you want to do it. Amen. Listen, I love you. I'm praying for you. I know that you will experience the supernatural. But now I'm going to tell you something. Can I be honest with you? Let me be honest with you like I have to be honest with myself. We all going to have trials and tribulations. If a preacher tell you you're not going to have no trials, you're not gonna, they just lying. You're going to have it. But here is the promise that I love. Can I read it to y'all? This wasn't even in my notes. First Corinthians chapter 10. I got to read it to you because I feel like I got to read it to you. Let me read this to you. This is going to bless your soul. I hope y'all stay on with me real quick. I'm just going to read this one verse. 1 Corinthians chapter 10. Hallelujah. Verse 13. New King James. Listen to what it says. It says, no temptation has over... Think about it. No temptation. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. It's... Y'all say, why are you laughing? I'm laughing because I'm thinking about the scripture. Oh, God, help me, Jesus. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as is common to man. But God, there it is. But God, thank you, Jesus. God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. Listen to what Paul says. Paul said it right there. Go back and read it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. That's New King James. No temptation, whatever it is, has overtaken you. God says, whatever is trying to get you out of whack or throw you around or make you have a moment or whatever's going on. Two things he say. He will allow you, or he'll make a way. Let me say like this. Now I'm gonna say like, he will make a way for you to escape, because watch this, the believer have access. Hallelujah. He'll make a way for you to escape. Then he says, even if you don't escape it, he says he'll help you to bear it. I got to go. I'm done. Oh Lord, have mercy. I'm just sweating. Oh Lord. He says, even if you don't escape it, he will help you to bear it. So that means whatever we're dealing with, the Spirit of God will give you the strength, the inner strength, the power. Glory to God. The glory of God. Oh God, I feel your Holy Ghost. The glory to God. Hallelujah. I just heard this by the Spirit. Golly. Thank you, Jesus. I just heard Holy Spirit say this to my children. His glory is getting on your situation. Watch this. When the situation is trying to overtake you, his glory will override the situation. Thank you, Jesus. Uppercut the devil on that one. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever you got to deal with in the now or later, now or later. Y'all remember the now or later? Okay, I just thought I thought it in. Now or later. Hallelujah. I hear you. I hear you. I hear you. Oh, God, thank you. Song says, sooner or later, it's going to turn for our favor. It's turning around for me. It won't always, thank you, Jesus, be like this. The Lord will perfect that concerning you. Because sooner or later, it's going to turn in our favor. It's turning around for me. You got to begin to prophesy that to yourself. You got to say, it won't always be like this. Thank you, Jesus. The Lord will perfect that concerning me. Because sooner or later, it's going to turn for your favor. Sooner or later, it's going to turn for your favor. Sooner or later, it's going to turn in your favor. My brother and my sister, it's turning around for you. I speak that into your life. It's turning around. And whatever's going on, hallelujah, thank you, Holy Ghost. Whatever's going on, the glory of God is getting on your situation. Go back and listen to what I just got through teaching, but go back also and read 1 Corinthians 10:13. I just want to just give you that. Go back and read 1 Corinthians 10 and 13. Whatever you're dealing with, whatever we got to deal with now, hallelujah. And I know y'all get tired of me, but I can say, because that was my brother. I'm going to say it anyway. That's my brother. That was my only brother. My brother passed. Marcia was there. My sister was there. And I had to do my brother's eulogy. But I'm going to continue to have my personal moments. Always. But I have to make sure that I don't allow the spirit of sadness to overtake me from the feeling that I feel because I miss him. Are you hearing me? And you may not be dealing with somebody who has died. You may be dealing with, you went through a divorce or you lost a job or you lost a home, you lost a car or whatever it may be. But understand, whatever you are dealing with, don't allow the enemy to trap you into the place of sadness. Are you listening to me? Don't allow the spirit of sadness, because sadness creates heaviness. Heaviness creates depression. Then you'll find yourself trying to suppress it by doing other stuff. Listen, don't get mad. You'll try to sex it up. You know what I said? Sex it up, drink up, smoke up, snort up. You'll find yourself doing all kinds of stuff trying to eliminate the pain that you're feeling. But we got to press. Paul says, I press towards the mark of the prize of the high calling. I was listening to 88.5, and I heard our old school teacher, Coach Rogers, they was interviewing him last week, and he made a statement. He said he told the University of Memphis football team when they had honored him a couple months ago, he said this. He said, if God wants you to look behind you and worry about what's behind you, he would have gave you eyes in the back of your head. Lord have mercy. Lord have mercy. Woo. I got to stop y'all. Somebody pushing me. Somebody pulling on me. But I'm going to say it one more time. Coach Rogers Sr. said this. Coach Glenn Rogers Sr. said this. He says, if God, he said, he told the team, university, he said, if God wants you to worry about your past, he would have gave you eyes in the back of your head. Who am I talking to? If God wanted you and I to worry about what happened in our past, he would have gave us some eyes. It's not only what we got in the front. He would have gave us eyes in the back of our head. We'll still be looking at it. Quit looking at your past. Quit turning around. Quit thinking about it. Move ahead. Move ahead. Go forward. Just like the air pilot, that when they tell the plane to come on, they got the little thing in their hand. Tell the plane, come on here. Let's go. You know what I'm saying? Listen to me. You got to keep moving. Don't sit still. Whatever you got to deal with, got to do two things. And I've done. I got to quit. Either he will help you to escape it, or he will help you to bear it. Some things God will let it remain there because he knows that it can't take you out. I don't know who I'm talking to. Amen. Amen. Whatever's trying to get you, whatever's trying to get you, it will not take you out. I decree and declare it in the name of Jesus. It will not take you out. God will do two things. He'll help you to escape it. He'll help you to be able to bear it. So in other words, he will give you wisdom how to deal with it. Hallelujah. He'll give you revelation. He'll give you knowledge how to deal with it. So God is going to help us to deal with whatever we got to deal with. Whatever it is, God is going to help us. Guess what? And we're not going to die in the midst of it. We're going to stay strong. We're going to see the map. Because watch this. Even how to hear your Holy Spirit. Even when you win some, God will still manifest his promise. Glory to God. Man, this is so good to my soul. If you in something, God will still manifest his power. You in it, they'll be like, man, how did that come to pass? I'm a witness. He was still manifested in the midst of the naysayer. In the midst of whatever you're going through, he'll still manifest. Listen, I got to go. I got to go. Like and share. And listen, make an investment. Be a blessing. Sow a seed. I appreciate you. Everything that you do.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.